This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The old ceremony has been a Chapel Hill institution for more than a decade. They describe their sound as Southern Gothic pop, and it's especially evident on their newest album, Sprinter. Sprinter is their sixth release and the first album they made in collaboration with other musicians. It includes a number of musical friends and colleagues, including REM's Mike Mills. Old Ceremony will release Sprinter next month at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. Three of the members of the band join me in the studio today. Django Haskins on vocals, Mark Simonson on the keys, and Dan Hall on drums. Welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
You all are successful recording artists. The industry isn't dead, right? We just had that conversation about
it. Yeah. I was thinking I'm going to go download his book as soon as I get out of here.
Free.
Yeah. Well, I've got a free copy right here. You can just pass it
around. No, I don't
among...
read hard copies anymore.
See, tell, what's new with this album? What's different? You got a lot of other people on it now.
Well, there are a few other people that we kind of worked with and tried to be open to what other, you know, some other friends who could come and bring to the album. I mean, it's a continuation of what we've always been doing, which is trying to develop our sound and you know, take it into some corners that we haven't been. Recording in Kernersville with Mitch Easter was, you know, a really great experience for us. And you know, we kind of let him take the reins on mixing in a way that we normally would have been much more hands-on, just in order to actually get another ear on it, you know, and without, we know what we would do. But it was fun to kind of see just, you know, someone else's take on what we're doing.
Well, he's not just someone else. And I wonder, a mature group like you, and I don't mean that you're mature personally.
We're not mature at all, yeah.
But I'm saying
I know
as a group, you're mature.
What you
and
well,
what I mean
if you add it together.
You know, it would make a heck of a lot of sense for a band who's just getting started to say, hey, Mitch, put an ear on this. But it's so – how is that different for a band that does have a sense of its sound? I mean, I understand that you want to mature and evolve, but and this is a formidable producer. What's it like to submit your stuff to a guy like that?
Well, you know, I mean, the fact is we still brought all our, you know, the ideas that we would have brought in to the studio, we still did that. And so it was much more of a partnership. I mean, if we were kind of a fledgling band and we said, hey, you know, you've made all these great records, will you make us a great record? That would be one thing. But what we really did was we said, you know, we're making a record. We'd like just a new element involved. And we think that, you know, what you bring to it would add something and also kind of mesh with where we're coming from aesthetically.
And interestingly, Mitch, you know, we sort of handed it over to him to mix and so on, and therefore we couldn't get our grubby little hands
exactly.
all over it.
It was actually nice.
Yeah, it was really actually good because then he sort of left it what we would call like faders up, sort of like a rough mix. And we probably wouldn't have done that ourselves, and it turned out to be very, very interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
Will you do a song for us now?
Absolutely. This is a song called Ghosts of Faraday.
You'll survive all of this if it kills you. Just to let them know that you never lost your nerve. Summer days in shame. To a history that compels you to carry around a town full of shame and the ghosts of Faraday. A highway sign commissioned by your father, like a scarecrow pointing a straw arm at the sky. Got to get away from all this belonging. You never felt quite at home anyway. In the garden, did you climb on the wall? Did you split for the city? Did you answer the call? in a night so full of howling. Must have been a stray wandered from the other shore. You hit the brake, but too late. He was long past forgiving. They covered him up where he lay. Another ghost of Faraday.
Django Haskins, Mark Simonson, Dan Hall of the Old Ceremony playing Ghost of Faraday from their upcoming release, Sprinter. Sprinter's going to be out in July, but you can download a pirated version from our website, State of... No, you can't really. I'm lying about that. But you could go to the Cat's Cradle on July 17th and 18th for the release party. I know you've been building toward narrative threads. That's always been a characteristic of your sound throughout all of your albums. What are some of the themes that thread their way through this album?
There are kind of two. One is a more psychological theme a guided tour through anxiety attacks or panic attacks kind of thing, and that you know, there are these various kind of stages of coming to terms with it, and I think that was just something that was interesting to me and came out in a bunch of songs, including Sprinter. And the other one is what Ghost of Faraday is kind of part of, which is this almost like short story kind of thing, very specifically set in a southern small town, and dealing with the confines of a really enclosed world, and how that affects your life and how people deal with that.
Fall Guy is another song on this record, which I understand there's a story behind that, right? Is this the guy?
So there's a couple of years ago, I guess there was a famous base jumper daredevil fellow who got sponsored to take a weather balloon or something up into inner space and then do the longest free fall ever done, and you know, did it with a camera on his helmet, and it was quite a stunt, and it got me thinking of kind of, well okay, great, but now this guy's life is ruined, because what is he going to do after that? I mean, that's it, right? And so, you know, thinking about so many of us have these goals in mind for our careers or our lives, and the hard part is really when you actually achieve those goals, then you're faced with the idea that the fact that those goals weren't actually the goal. Those goals were things that were helping drive you on, but then you're left with the thing that everybody has, which is, you know, a hole in the middle you have to deal
with. Django, Django, you get a reality show.
Oh, that's right.
And then you're
and
fixed
you put
for
it
life.
Off. Yeah.
You keep reminding people you did this thing a long time ago.
Right, right.
It didn't make sense then.
I didn't realize
you haven't done
that.
Anything since. And you're still on the TV.
That's true. That's true. So you can do it in public, but it's still the same thing.
But your heart, the anxiety, the actual you that wants
to
be
you. Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, not going anywhere.
Right. Well, and actually, this guy died about a year later doing another jump. So he, you know, he learned the hard way, I guess.
Well, would you play that song for us?
Thanks. Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah.
Let's see. One, two, three, four.
The radio is giving me directions to open up the hatch and climb outside. 27 miles above the desert. Just give a half salute and take the dive. The atmosphere is fogging up my visor. I outran the sound, the boom was far behind. I could disappear and no one be the wiser. Just a patch of parachute is all they find. I'll never do this twice. Now all the fear has left me. I am in the hands of God. The curving planet pulls me to it. Did you really climb that high just to tumble back again? Was it really you that this happened to? All alone in eerie desert silence, for the cheering to begin. That pleasant push of unfamiliar faces that I haven't got the time to learn again. As I try to keep this feeling of falling from the sky, every day harder to revive. So I rewatch the movie to remember how it feels, until I'm not so sure that it was real. Did you really make it? Is it even possible? Did you really climb that high back again? Was it really you that this happened to? The man who fell to
Django Haskins, Mark Simonson, Dan Hall, The Old Ceremony.
Never know when the ground's coming
Why
up.
Why are you laughing?
A little funny.
Fall Guy, it's from their upcoming release, Sprinter. It's going to be out in July. There'll be a Cat's Cradle July 17th, 18th. So you know what? You did mention that to our producer, that this guy, Felix Baumgartner, was the guy.
Yeah, that's right.
He had his, it was actually a capsule, like a space capsule that was taken up in a balloon to inner space, like the very threshold of where, you know, he would be floating. And then he jumped. He did not die.
Oh, no kidding.
He did not. I mean, not
only
he certainly survived that jump, but as far as I know, he's still looking for that
reality show contract.
When you said that, I thought that sounds wrong.
Man, okay. I take it back.
Well, we are accurate on this show. We strive for accuracy.
Accuracy.
So we do that. But, you know, that's a great treatment of that. I mean, I think that's the great thing about pop music in general, but art, in particular, is how you can just take these real things in the real world and then sort of meditate on them and turn them into something that's both entertaining and also thought-provoking, which you guys have been doing for a long time.
Thank you.
You also work with Mark Mills. Mike Mills from R.E.M. Mm-hmm. How did that collaboration come about, the relationship?
Over the last few years, I've been a part of this show called Big Star Third, which was playing the music of a really great band from Memphis called Big Star, and included in that was Mike Mills, who was playing bass, and actually Mitch Easter was the guitarist, and Chris Stamey kind of organized the whole thing. So, you know, all these people that were our friends and kind of in our extended family were all a part of it, and as part of that, that's kind of where a lot of these collaborations kind of began. Stamey has been a friend of the band for a long time, but the other ones. And so, yeah, Mike was really generous to come in, and he just came in for the day and played with us in the room, played bass on the basic track. It was just kind of like a band rehearsing, and then started layering his harmonies, and it was pretty magical, I think.
Cool stuff. Well, I want to leave you time to play us out, so okay. I will remind everybody that Django Haskins is here, Mark Simonson and Dan Hall. They are three of the five members of the Chapel Hill-based band Old Ceremony. Their sixth album, Sprinter, comes out in July. They're going to be playing an album release show at the Cat's Cradle July 17th and 18th. And you can find out more information about that at our website, stateofthings.org. By the way, we're going to be at the Triad Stage in downtown Greensboro on Tuesday. That is the State of Things. And if you want to be part of our live audience there on Tuesday, check out details at that very same website, stateofthings.org. Produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagni, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley, our technical director. Al Budarski helped out today. Andrew Tai is the intern. Brent Wolf is the news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, the old ceremony.
In the final measure of our little symphony, riding down the hill of an inevitable fate, rushing back to meet us in a great cacophony. We will recollect every note we play. Some prefer the headphones, some prefer the chatterbox. For howling out the howling of the human race. But no matter whether the larynx or the battery, it will fail, you'll see. Stop wasting this daylight. Stop wishing it was midnight. Start laughing. Start making love.